This week has been sponsored by Family Perlman on the first yacht site of their mother, Bas Yerochel, Bas Mephraim Meir Arai HaShalom. Based Rosh Chodesh Adar, Aleph Adar, Friday the 24th of February, Rabbi Avraham Svi Herman, the possibility or otherwise of bringing Karbonos Bizman Hazeh.
Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh Adar, Nichnes Adar, Mabim Besimcha. We all know what he tells us, the conventional explanation that Adar and Nisan are months where we saw wonderful Nisim, so we are Besimcha. We also know that in Adar Mashmim al Ashkalim, that in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, they announced and reminded the Tzibur that it's time for the collection of the Chatzi Shekel for the new Karbonos that are going to be brought from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the new round of Karbonos. It occurred to me there may be a connection between these two, Mishan Nichnas Adar Ma'abim B'Simcha, and the fact that we are Mashmim and Ashkalim. Unfortunately, we haven't got a full appreciation of Karbonos nowadays, but we know that on Shavuos B'Tammuz, one of the reasons why we fast was this Bada Tomid, that the Tomid was cancelled, was finished. It was a reason for Tzara. And conversely, when we had the Korbanos, we know that in Yerushalayim it was a place of Gevaldige Simcha, that the Korban Tomid Shal Shachar was Mechaper for any Averis of the night, the Korban Tomid Shal Ben Habayim was Mechaper for the Averis of the day. So Yidden lived with a tremendous Simcha. But like anything else, one gets used to something. So maybe when it came to Rosh Chodesh Adar, and the Tzibur were reminded, you know, we're so fortunate, we're so lucky, we have Karbonos, or you're able to mishtativ in the Karbonos, and we're starting new Karbonos again on Nisan, the new Kupa of Starker for the Karbonos, so that itself was a source of Simcha, that we have Baruch Hashem Karbonos. Unfortunately, nowadays, we haven't got Karbonos. As Mishnah Berurah quotes, the Shabbat Forum Sefaseinu, as we talk about Karbonos, we learn about Karbonos, so that also is a source for us, and perhaps, hopefully, will give us additional cheshik, Shivat Beis HaMikdash, we should be able to bring Karbonos. Of course, we have to have a Parsha connection, it's not very hard to find. The Parsha, this week's Parsha, Parsha's Truma, deals with the Mishkan, which of course was the Makom for Karbonos. Mitzvah Hashem, and of course this year, there'll be further connections with the Parsha. So, as mentioned in the introduction, I want to tackle a topic which I found particularly interesting, I hope you'll find it interesting as well, and that is there any possibility of bringing any Karbonos Bizman Hazeh before Bini Beis HaMikdash? So, as I say, it's a vast topic, and we won't be able to cover it in any great detail, we'll merely skim the surface, but I hope in the course of the Shia, we'll not only perhaps get some answers to the question, but we'll glean some ideas in various Chalakim of Torah. I want to discuss three different types of categories, things which we might have thought are an Ikuv, prevent us from being Karbonos, and in fact are not, things which are a machlokas, and things which are definitely an obstacle to bring Karbonos, which seem insurmountable. Now, we talk about Karbonos, the first thing we think of is a Beis HaMikdash. How could Rabbi Herman possibly even suggest that we should be a Karbon without a Beis HaMikdash? Well, famous Gemara in Megillah and other places, the Gemara says, in the name of Yeshua, Yeshua said, Shamati Shemakrivim Af Al Pi She'ein Bais. Yeshua Mechlokes, Yeshua Reza, Yeshua says, nowadays you can bring Karbonos even though there's no Beis HaMikdash. Only Kochim Kochim Al Pi She'ein Mekloim, Kochim Galim, Masa She'ini Al Pi She'ein Choyma. We don't need a Beis HaMikdash as such in order to bring Karbonos. Chiddush number one. However, we do need Kedushas HaMakom. We do need a Makom Kadosh. And that's also a big machlokus in the Gemara as to whether we say Kitshul Ashayta, Kitshul Asid Lavoi or not. Do we say that the original Kedusha, which was given to the Mokum, was given to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Chatzah, does that original Kedusha remain despite the fact that the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed? That's also Machlokas in the Gemara. And the Rambam famously paskens in Perek Vav, or Beis HaBechira, Halacha Yudalad, Kidsha Rishayna, Kidsha L'Shaita, the Kidsha L'Asid Lavai. That the original Kedusha, which was invested in that Makam, that Kedusha remains, La'olam Bored, the Makam is Kadosh. And the Rambam carries on, Lefichach, and Halacha Tezvav, Ma'akrivin, HaKarbonos, Kulam. Rambam says you can bring all the Karbonos, Afap she'ein sham bayis bonoi. Even though there's no Beis HaMikdash, you can bring kabbonis. As they stated around. The Ravid of an ort, he disagrees with the Rambam, he's cholik, and he says, lo kidshul asad lavai, you cannot, there's no kedusha, you cannot bring kabbonis. And the Ravid adds, lefichach hanichnas ata sham ein bo chorus. There's a more direct corollary, because if the Mokum has got Kedusha, as we all know, then Chas v'Shalom, a person goes now, buys his tummy, he's kind of chorus. According to the Rambam, there's no Kedusha. Says the Rambam, therefore, not only the downside is there's no Kabbonis, but the upside is a person goes there, there's no Kabbonis. Now, what about a bomber? A bomber doesn't need a Mokum Kaddish. So Kiveiga is Medaic, that even the Rambam, who disagrees with the Rambam as far as Beis HaMikdash is concerned, agrees as regards Bomo. Because the Rambam writes, in Perek Gimel, I think it is, that once the Beis HaMikdash has been built, then there's no possibility of a Bomo. Lo Olam Vored, the only place for Kabbonis is Yerushalayim. And the Rambam doesn't argue on that point. So the Rambam, on the one hand, holds that the Mokum isn't Kaddish anymore, you can't bring Kabbonis, and the alternative of bringing on a Bomber also doesn't exist according to the Ravid. So we have a clear machlokas, Rambam and Ravid, as to whether the possibility of Kabbonis exists. Can we paskin between them? Who's going to paskin between Rambam and Ravid? Where's the Nagea Lahalacha? It is Nagea Lahalacha. Whether we can go on Mokum and Mikdash? Says the Mogen Avraham, in Simon Tov Kuf Samach Aleph, the Simon of Haroya Mikdash Buchabonim, says the Magen Avraham, Divrei HaRambam Shiririn V'Kayomim. The Rambam is correct. We pass on the Rambam, the Kishul Hashaita is Kishul Asid Lavoi, and therefore Nichnas Mokum HaMikdash Chayav Kolos. So the Rambam says the Magen Avraham, we pass on the Rambam, and if you go to the Mokum HaMikdash Chalila person's Tameh, then he is Chayav Kolos. So we've overcome the first obstacle. We don't need a Beis HaMikdash. The Mokum is still Kadosh. So, theoretically, by the way, the whole Shia, the Machal, no Lamaisa, I don't want anybody running off to Yerushalayim and bringing a Korban Pesach. I've just seen advertisements in the hotels, you know, 5-star hotel, glatt kosher, jacuzzi, and fresh goats supplied for your Korban Pesach. We're not up to that stage yet. But so far, according to what we said, according to the Rambam, according to the Rambam, one could bring Kabbonis a fill of his manazeh. However, we have quite a few other obstacles to overcome. Although no Beis HaMikdash is required, but a Mizbeach is essential. A Mizbeach is essential. I was just noticing in Davening, we davened Rosh Chodesh this morning with Musaf, says Mizbeach Chodosh Tachim Bekirboi. We mentioned Mizbeach actually before Beis HaMikdash. In the Musaf Shmirasi, have a look. In this moment, we're not calling the Beis HaMikdash, but first it mentions the Mizbeach. Yishtikul Araya to the Rambam. But anyway, a Mizbeach is absolutely essential. Tosfos in Zvachon and Tes, you have to have a Mizbeach. You might not need a Beis HaMikdash, but you have to have a Mizbeach. So, let's build a Mizbeach. What's the problem? First of all, there are several problems. First of all, the Rambam writes in Perek Beis that the Mokum of the Mizbeach, the actual location, is crucial. Mizbeach Mokoymoi Mechuvan B'Yoyse, says the Rambam, V'Eim B'Shanin Oysoi M'Koymo L'Oylam. You dare not alter the location, the position, the exact site of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Mizbeach. Rambam carries on, and he says we have a Masorah, that Mokim is a very special place. That was the place, Mokim Shabbona, David the Shlomo Mizbeach, David the Shlomo Mizbeach there. That was the Mokim where Avraham Avinu built a Mizbeach and did the Akedah. Hu Mokim Shabbona by Noach, because Yosem and Teva, that same spot was the place where Noach, when he came out of the Teva, he brought Kavanos. Hu Mizbeach, I'm quoting the notion of the Rambam verbatim, Hu Mizbeach, Shikriv Olav, Kain the Hevel. That was the Mizbeach where Kain Hevel brought the Korban. For who Hikriv Adam Arishan Korban Kishanivra. And that's the place, the same spot, this same spot is the place where the others, where Noach, where Cain of Hevel and Adam Arishan brought Korbanos. So we dare not alter the exact spot of the Mizbeach. So the question is, how are we going to locate the Mokim Mizbeach? Very difficult indeed. In fact, it's so difficult that the Gemara says already in Zvachim, in some Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara says already by the time of the second Beis Hamikdash, when it came back from Golus, they needed a Novi. The Gemara says, Amar B'Yochanan, they had a Novi which went with them from Golus to back to Yerushalayim to show them exactly the location of the Mizbeach. That's how difficult it was. So, that's one problem. Another problem is, before we get to that, is it ma'akav? Does it matter? If we get it a bit wrong, Rambam says, you have to have it in the right position, but does it matter if it's slightly? Of course. So the Sheilas David from Shmuel Friedman, from Kalin, Shalom the Shu was written about 100 years ago, he says, possibly there's some room for manoeuvre, possibly the Korban wouldn't be possible, but the Yesod, the bottom of the Mizbeach, certainly has to be in the right place. So how are we going to locate the position? What landmarks have we got to locate the position of the Mizbeach? All we've got is the coastal Maravi. That itself is the Machlok, exactly which coastal represents, exactly where Har Abayis represents. And even if we didn't know exactly where it is on Har Abayis, we haven't got the full extent of the coastal Maravi. We don't know where it should end. So we can't work out the northern wall. We can't work out the southern wall. We haven't got our reference points to locate where the Mizbeach should be. Even if we did have those reference points, there's another problem, already from the time of the Gemara, exactly where the Mizbeach was it exactly in land with the Hechel, was it north of the Hechel, was it south of the Hechel? So Machlokes Tanoim in the Gemara, exactly where the Mizbeach was. So, Rabbi Kimei mentioned the third problem, that even if we knew the exact measurement, the exact distance, who says the Ar Tefachim are the same Tefachim as the time of the Gemara, maybe the Shura changed, so it's extremely difficult, A, from a halachic point of view, to know exactly where the Mizbeach is supposed to be, and B, from a practical point of view, even if we knew exactly how we're going to measure it, where we're going to measure it from, where's going to be our reference point. I think it's like a Chasam Sofer brings another problem, and that is this, that it says in the Pasuk, Mizbeach Adama Ta'aseli, that the Mizbeach has been Beach Adama, so we dashen from that, it's got to be a Mechuba Tvi Adama, Shra Yivna No Agabi Mechilos, Lo Agabi Kippin. That the Mizbeach has got to be on solid ground. There must not be anything below ground level on the Mokim of Mizbeach. There mustn't be any cavities, any vaults, any underground passages. It's more in Zvachim than Nunches. So that's another problem. Even if we could know where the Mizbeach was, but there are all sorts of things underground which might make it possible. And finally, still on the Mizbeach, Afilim Tim Saloma, we could overcome all these problems and know for certainty exactly where to locate the Mizbeach. We've got another problem, constructing the Mizbeach. Because the Mizbeach has to be made, as we know, from stones which are absolutely smooth. Right? Even if you could catch your fingernail on the stone, on a little cut in the stone, that already makes the stone possible. Where are we going to get such stones from? And you can't smooth them down, you can't use any clean matches, you can't use any metal instruments to make the stones. So that's another problem which the Sheilas David brings to our attention. So, as far as Mizbeach is concerned, that's certainly a very big problem as regards being Kabonis Bisman Hazeh. But let us carry on and see if there are any other difficulties in our suggestion. Well, you need a coin for Kabonis. Shkita can be done by a Zohar, but the rest of the Avodah has to be done by a coin. So, well, we all in Shul this morning, right? Presumably all had Kohen called up for first Aliyah. What's the problem? Not so straightforward. The Rambam says that for a Kohen Meyuchas, for a proper Kohen, to be sure that he's a proper Kohen, you need two Eidim. You need two Eidim. The Rambam says in Isurei Bia, Perik Yud Gimel, somebody comes along and says, nowadays I am a Kohen, ain't an Eman, we don't believe him, a man is on the Kohona, a Piyasro, we don't allow him to go up, we don't give him first Aliyah, you can't rely on what he says. So the obvious question is, well, if that's the case, how come we do call out Kohenim and we do allow them to Duchen? So before we talk about it, Sheres Dovid talks about it, Chassam Sofer talks about it. As far as the Aliyah is concerned, he's no worse than anybody else, right? If we knew somebody else was definitely a Kohen and he's a Sofik, so then okay, obviously the Vadai takes precedence. But just like we've got no Kohenims in call this person up, so it's not also the good person the first Aliyah, on the assumption he's a Kohen. So if you know for certain somebody else is a Kohen, you couldn't call him up. Okay. In Eben Ezra, in Simon Gimel, the Mechaber paskens like the Rambam, and the Mechaber says that he's not Neman, a further comes along and says that he's not Neman nowadays, without proper riyas. And the Ramah, Baruch Hashem, says that since nowadays we haven't got Truma, and the problem is, if we give him an Aliyah, a written Duchen, he might think he's a real Kohen, right? And he might start eating Truma, which is a derisive Duchen problem. So therefore, since the Ramah nowadays we haven't got Truma, since no Cheshash Deraisa, so therefore we're more Mekel, as the Mephoshim explained, it's only the Ge'er to himself, right? He's got no talis from this, so we're not choshes that he'll be Meshaka. Says the Sheles David, but because of that, just because nowadays we can assume he is a Kohen as regards Aliyah, or as regards the Seer Kapayim, that isn't sufficient raya to master him as a Kohen, as we know to eat Chor, which is the Raisa, and certainly to be master him as a Kohen, should make Karbonos, the Mokha Mikdash, that wouldn't be sufficient. For that we'd need two Eidim. So he concludes, the Sheilas David concludes, as the Rambam says, that we'll have to wait. Rambam says one of the things that Mashiach will do is he'll be Mavara, a person's Yichus. The Rambam says, Nichus Melachim Peged Beis Lachim Gimel, that in the time of Mashiach, one of the jobs of the Mashiach will be to Mishachas everybody, Api Ruach Kodesho, he'll tell us who is a Kohen, who is a Levi, etc., and then we'll know. I must tell you that the Chassam Sofer in Shuvos in Reish Lamed Vav talks about this subject as well at great length, and he is not so worried about the Yichus of the Kohen. He says, Baruch Hashem Cheiloi Pasuk, the Mor Darshans, that even if a Kohen was a Cholol, b'diavad, if he did the Avodah is still kosher. So the Rambam says the Chassam Sofer. So therefore, even if we're not 100% certain, but we think he's a Kohen, we can put him on Chazaka. Although he himself says, well, maybe that's only when you had once a Chazaka. Now who says nowadays we've got the Chazaka? But the Chassam Sofer is a bit more, they say, he's a bit more relaxed about this, and he says that b'diavad would probably be kosher. He doesn't seem to go into the possibility that the person wasn't the Kohen at all, it was in Israel. He's more interested in the Pesulim. That's as regards the Kohen. Now, in addition, we have another problem related to this. Even if we can find a proper Kohen, but we need big day kahuna. Right? The Gemara says that if a Kohen does the Avodah without his begadim, then the Avodah is possible. Right? Even one beggar missing, the Avodah is possible. So how are we going to get over that problem. So, okay, we look at these nice books which tell us all the instructions on the Chumash, right? Colored illustrations. So we'll make big decoder. Not so straightforward. But the Avnate, Machlokas about the Avnate, the Kohenet, the Machlokas, but we Paskin, most Paskin, that the Avnate has Techeles in it, right? Back to Pasha's Truma. Techeles is one of the ingredients which was collected for the Mishkan. And Techeles, as we know, comes from Tanah Shani, a special worm, a crimson worm. And the Tosefta says, he brings a Tosefta, the Tosefta says in Perek Tes Menachos that this Talas Shari comes from a Talas which is in the Bahurim, in the mountains, and if you bring it from another place, then it's no good. So I don't know how we're going to identify this Talas to make the Techeles. Argomon, another ingredient mentioned in this week's Parsha, is the Machlokas, what it is exactly. The Rambam says Argomon is dyed red wool. And the Ravid says no. The Ravid says the word argomon comes from two words joined together. Arig means to weave together. Mon means minim. It's more than one min. So we've really got the machlokas between the Rambam and Ravid as to how to understand argomon. Says Rukivega, we don't know. We don't know who's right. So we have a problem there. I'm sorry, it was the Talas Shani, I mentioned before, not the Techeles, I beg your pardon. The Talas Shani is the crimson worm which is taken from the mountains. Techeles is not a problem. Techeles is a problem of Chalazon. And Talas Shani is the crimson wool which is from the mountains and which we can't identify. So, Kivega says, since we don't know exactly how to paskin, so we can't make begodim. We can't make begodim, so we haven't got a Kohen who can do avodah. We haven't got a Kohen to do avodah, so we stop. Another difficulty is that we are all Tomei. We're all Tomei and Mason. Now, is that an insurmountable problem? So again, there's a famous Machlokas, the Gemara. We know, coming up to Pesach, Korban Pesach, we know that we learn out from Korban Pesach a famous rule that Tuma Hutra B'tzibu, the Chuyah B'tzibu. The Gemara says, Potok says, Yeh Noshim Shoyah Tumeim L'Nefesh Adon, there were people who were individuals who were Tamei, and they were put off to Pesach Sheni. They couldn't be in the Korban Pesach, they were put off, they were Nitzko to Pesach Sheni. So now the Gemara learns out that a Yochid who's Tomei is pushed off to Pesach Sheni, but a Tzibu, Eina Nidachin, a Tzibu can bring Kom Pesach Betuma. They can do a Kom Pesach Betuma. And who I did? Any Korban, Shekavu Lo Yisman, you can bring it Betuma. There's a Shaila whether Tuma Hutcha Betzibu or Dechuya Betzibu. Tuma Hutcha Betzibu means you can go ahead, any complications, without any problems. But we Paskin, the Raman Paskins, Dechuya. Dechuya means, the Master gives an example, if you've got a base Av, one family of Kohenim, but Tomeim, so we don't say we just go ahead, we say we try and get another base Av. So we only allow it if you've got no alternative. So similarly, if we say Tumah is only Dechuya and not Hutra, so then, says the Rambam, it's only Mutter Neat Chak, and that's Dafka B'Domashi Efsha, and says the Rambam, based on the commands of Achim, there's another condition, since it's only Dechuya, you need the Tzitz. The Tzitz, which the Kohen God of War, that is Maratza, and together with that, you have the possibility of bringing a Korban Pesach. So, that is a big problem, because, again, in Machlokas in the Gemara, can the sitz be Maratza wherever it is? Let's say, for argument's sake, the sitz is somewhere, we don't know where it is, I don't know, in the vaults of the Vatican. Let's say the sitz still exists, right? There was a Tana, an Amora, who said, I've been to Rome and I saw it there. Let's say it exists. Is it good enough that the sitz exists somewhere in the world to be Maratza? Machlokas in the Gemara, we Paskin know. We Paskin, the sitz is only Maratza when it's on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol. So, we're back to our original problem. You need a Kohen Gadol, again with all the related problems, the Techeles, the Avnei Eivot, the Kiva Eger, the Kohen Gadol has to have his Kohen Mishpat, with Avnei Eivot, maybe Avnei Eivot, don't know what they are. So, the possibility of a Kohen Gadol wearing a sitz is very remote, to say the least. There are other incidental problems, not so incidental, which are also raised by the Shai Zeshuvah Sforim. This was discussed quite a lot about 150 years ago when a certain Kalisha wanted to bring Kabbalah in Yerushalayim, and all the Gedolim, Chassam Sofer, Rav Akiva Eiger, Shlomo David, they were all against him. And the Chassam Sofer writes, he brings there from the Sharas Yaivetz, that a carbon symbol, right, as you mentioned at the beginning, is based on the Shkolim which everybody brings. Well, I know there were a lot of collectors in Shul this morning, but I didn't see anybody coming around for Chatzi Shekel. So we haven't got the Shkolim. If we haven't got the Shkolim, so then we haven't got a carbon symbol definition. So we can't bring a carbon symbol. So you'll say, okay, you haven't got Shkolim, but I haven't for a carbon symbol. But a carbon Pesach doesn't need a Shkolim, so why can't we bring a carbon Pesach? So I saw very interesting, the Sweet Pesach Frank brings a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says, okay, theoretically you could bring a carbon Pesach, but before that you need the Mizbech. And the Gemara says, Menachos, the Mishnah Menachos, Daf Mem Tes, that in order to be Mischanech the Mizbech, in order to get the Mizbech going, you first have to have a Tomash HaShecha. The Tomash HaShecha is Mechanech the Mizbech in order for you to get the Kabbalahs. So true Enoch Hanami for the carbon Pesach, you don't need Shkalim, you can do without it, but you need a carbon Tomash HaShecha to Mechanech the Mizbech, and you can't have a carbon Tomash HaShecha without Shkalim. So again, we stop. Other objections raised, other difficulties raised. This is from the Binyan Siyan, Yaakov Erlanger, the Sefer, the author of the Oroch Haner. Tomorrow says in Zvachim Mem Vav that a carbon has to be, when you shech the carbon, you have to have six things in mind, the Shem Balim, all different things, and one of the things is the Shem Reach and the Shem Nechayach. It should be for Reach Nechayach. And the Binyan Siyan says that the Pasuk says in Vayikra, Hashimoisi is Mikdosh Shechem, Lo Ariach Re'a Nechayachem. Right, when the Beit HaMikdash is destroyed, there will be no more Re'a Nechayach. So the Binyan Sin, there's no Re'a Nechayach anymore. So we can't do the carbon for Zvat Kavana. You say, B'dievel is Kasha and Chanami. But it's not the Achila. The Netziv says that even with the Eved, it'll be possible, because we've got a rule, Kol HaRoy LaBila Ein Bila Ma'keves, right? If you could do it in a Chila, then with the Eved, if you did it without Rei Nechayach, it's still Kasha. But since there's no possibility of Rei Nechayach nowadays, so it's simple to say that would make it possible. Others say, the Kli Chemda says, that he brings a Raya from the Ramban, that in Bayis Sheni, and Bayis Sheni, there was no Shkina, there was no Rei Nechayach, and it still broke upon us. That's a Machlokas, whether Kom Pesach itself needs Rei Nechayach or not. Okay, I'd like to, we're running out of time, so I'd like to summarize what we've got through. Bekitsa, we discussed 7 points, and I'd like to mention which ones are insurmountable and which ones are not. The fact that we haven't got a Beis HaMikdash, that itself isn't an ikuv. The fact that we haven't got a Mizbeach is certainly an ilkuv, and there are tremendous problems with the Mizbeach, both with the exact location halachically and in practice, and in building the Mizbeach. So that's, as far as I can see, an insurmountable problem. The problem of the Kohen, the Kohen's Yichus, again, that was a bit of a machlokas between Chassam Sofer and other poskim. Possibly we could get away with that, we could get a Kohen, but the Big Day Kona are certainly a very great problem to make the Begodim, the Techeles, the Blue Wool, the Talashani, the Agamon, to get these ingredients correct is very difficult. Tumah is not in itself a problem, the fact that we are Tumei Mesim, but we haven't got the tzitz which is needed for together to go with the duchy b'tzibur. Re'a Nechayach may be a problem, may not be a problem. That's a machlokas. We hope in Mitzvah Hashem that Shibonav is a mikdash of Hengel Meinu, the Sehel Kedu is a Sacha, the Shom Na'avotcha B'Yira, Kimi Oilam, Oshanim Kablan Yais.